Did anybody understand that this morning? Anybody get that? You know, when God gives you a word, sometimes He'll use things in the natural as symbolic of what He's done in the spirit. And you know, that baby has come to us, hallelujah, and He's bringing life back to new life. Glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to pray over their prayer requests after the message this morning, and we're going to go ahead and get into the Word first. And so we just praise God for His presence that's in this place today, the Holy Spirit that's brooding over us, hallelujah. I was on my way to church Wednesday night, and I already had the Word for Wednesday night, and I heard right before I pulled in the parking lot Wednesday night, I heard the Spirit say, I want to give the people a fresh drink of water Sunday morning, which is today. So I know that you're here by God's divine hand, by His divine purpose this morning to take you a fresh drink of water. Amen. Today is your day to get refreshed. And in spite of everything, as I said at the beginning of the service, that kept you from getting here this morning, you made it. And so you need to look at your neighbor this morning, to the right and to the left, and tell them that you're glad they're here, and this is your day, and we're going to visit Joel's place this morning. And for those of you that have not been around here long enough to know what Joel's place is, I will tell you. Because every once in a while, we need to go back and visit Joel's place and pull up to the table. So beginning in Joel, the prophet transitioned to a description of events in the distant future. And from his vantage point, he began to see in the future. And in verse 28, he says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." And a New Testament reference to this verse provides, helps us understand this statement. Because in Acts 7, Peter's preaching on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah, the birth of the church. And he says, "But these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh." And you go back to verse 1 and it acts, it says, "When the day of Pentecost was fully come," it's fully come and it's not gone away in spite of what some people say. Amen. The day of Pentecost had fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, how many like suddenlies? And it's as they were praying, they were in one accord, they were expecting something to happen, and then there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And the Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not afraid to use the word Holy Ghost. There's nothing to be afraid of when you say Holy Ghost. Now, I know a lot of churches use Holy Spirit because they don't want to get nothing stirred up. You know, it's like you can use the name of God all you want to in circles. Nobody gets upset about it because everybody worships a different God, so to speak. But we know the one and true living God. But you get to talking about the name of Jesus, oh my goodness. It stirs the fire up in some people, not a good kind of fire. Well, you know, it's like the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit are one. You know, it's like Jesus and God are one of the Trinity. You know, it's like the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. You can talk about the Holy Spirit and people's okay with it. But then you get to talking about the Holy Ghost and some people say, oh, you must be from that church. You must believe in that talking in tongues. Well, I'm here to tell you that I do. And I do it as much as I can and as often as I can anytime I want to. Amen. So I'm not afraid to talk about the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. I'm convinced if we pray in the Holy Ghost more than we do in our natural language, we can begin to see a lot more happen. Because I began to talk about being anxious and being weird and all that stuff Friday, Wednesday night in Bible study. Then when we start praying in the natural, sometimes we get over into praying weary prayers and anxious prayers. But when I start praying in the Holy Ghost, God hears it, and things begin to stir. And things begin to move. Hallelujah. So I'm here to tell somebody this morning, it's whoever wants to hear it, because you can preach, and some people just don't hear it. Their minds are thinking about this morning, yesterday, or next week. You know. So, but I'm here to tell somebody, anybody that's got an ear, anybody in the house is willing to have an ear to hear what the Spirit says this morning, that we are the continuation of the book of Acts. That it has not had its final amen, but we are living proof of the power of God in the earth right now. Amen? So raise your hand and say, I am a continuation of the book of Acts. And I believe in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, symptoms of dehydration in our natural body. Well, let's go back up here and go up here to my notes. I got ahead of myself. So God's not changed his mind about it. Amen. So how many want a fresh drink of water this morning? Feel a little hydrated, dehydrated, a little bummed out, things not going quite right. Well, maybe you're spiritually dehydrated. Because sometimes we blame stuff on the devil that ain't his fault. There are things that happen to us sometimes because we make stupid choices. Amen. Amen. And we live in a fallen world where bad things happen. But God has already promised that we're overcomers. Amen. So you may be spiritually thirsty this morning and not even know it. So today I want to talk to you about stand full of the Holy Ghost and why we need to stay continually full. And it's not just for our own spiritual benefit and not just for our own spiritual well-being, but it's so that we may have something to give others. It was like I was talking about at the beginning of the service today. God wants to bless us so that we have something to give others. And if somebody wants to drink, you can't offer them an empty glass and for them to expect to get something and then for them to expect to get something out of it because the glass is empty. So if someone needs something, we need to continually be filled with the Spirit of God that when they need something, that will say, I've got the answer. Isn't that awesome? That you say, I've got the answer to your problem. I remember a long time ago, somebody came to me week after week after week with the same problem, same issue, same thing. Father, I said, you know what? You are spiritually dehydrated. I challenge you for the next couple of weeks, the next 14 days, to get into the Word, pray in the Holy Ghost. And I said, I'm not talking to you until you do. And then you come back with me. 14 days passed, 28, I didn't hear nothing from this person for about 2 or 3 months. Finally, they called me. Well, I made them mad, and they won't come back no more. But I thought I'm not helping them anyway, so I wasted my time and their time. Hallelujah. They called me out of the blue. And they said, Pastor Shirley, I did what you said do, and I feel alive again. The situation is still there. It has not changed, but I changed. Amen. Hallelujah. I changed my perspective on how I saw it. I got into the Word again. I got to praying in the Holy Ghost again. I went to Joel's place, so to speak, and got filled up again. Hallelujah. And so even though nothing had changed in the natural, my perspective of it changed. The way I saw it began to change. So we need to be continually be filled with the Spirit of God. So you may be spiritually thirsty this morning and not even know it. Because, you know, when you can get dehydrated in the natural, you can go downhill in a hurry. Amen. There are physical things that begin to happen to your body because we were designed for water. You know, I've been on a water kick for the last couple of months, and I found out the more water I drink, the more I won't. And at first, it wasn't easy drinking out 80 to 100 ounces of water a day. But then after I'd done it for a while, it became natural, and the more I wanted it. And that's the same thing it is with God. The more that we are in His presence, the more that we tell Him that we desire Him more than the very breath we breathe, more than life itself, what begins to happen is we stay connected to the One that created us, and we get more and more hungry, and more and more hungry. Hallelujah. And the more and more that we want to drink, glory to God. So the reason dehydration is a difficult issue to manage in the natural is the symptoms are not obvious at first. But then you begin to have symptoms in your body that you begin to think, what is wrong with me? And so in other words, you will know you're not getting dehydrated until you're actually dehydrated. And sometimes we get spiritually dehydrated and we don't know we're spiritually dehydrated until things begin to happen in our life that don't make sense. We become frustrated and we become aggravated and snappy and all these things, and we blame it on the devil. And it's not his fault. It's ours, because we made a choice not to get into the Lord. We made a choice not to pray in the Holy Ghost. We made the choice to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And then all at once these symptoms begin to happen and we don't know what's going on. We blame this person or that person or our job. When actually God says, you can't survive without me. Hallelujah. Get back into my word. Let me fill you with my spirit again. I'm glad you're not sitting close to me because I'm spitting all over you. And I believe my spit's anointed. I may just spit on you. Hallelujah. So in other words, you'll not know you're getting dehydrated until you actually are. And the word tells us that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And the purpose of this mission of his is to keep you drained so you will not have anything to give. Our life should be a service of giving, giving, giving unto others so that they may live. The Bible says you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit and you'll be a witness for me, even unto the uttermost parts of the world, earth. Hallelujah. So he's not picky on what it uses as his weapons against you to drain you. Job situations, circumstances, bad reports, family, that's a big one. Situations, you know, reports that are contrary to what you know the truth of the word to be. So he's not picky at what he uses against you, because he's been studying you out for a long time. And his tactics have not changed since he told Adam and Eve in the garden, if God said, and that's the same thing he uses today against you and me, if God said, then why are you not prospering? If God says, why are you still sick? Hallelujah. So his tactics aren't changed, but he uses that stuff, picky stuff, to drain us physically, to drain us spiritually. And that's why we have to be continually filled with the Spirit of God. Symptoms, dehydration in our natural bodies, just to name but two or three, are altered mood and impaired memory and confusion. These are just two or three of the symptoms. But your body will go crazy if you don't get enough liquid in it. And water is the best source of liquid that you can put into your body, because we're made of mostly water anyway. Amen? That's why you tell your neighbor they're a waterhead and it'll be all right. So if you've been moody lately, you find yourself just feeling angry for no reason. Snappy. Nehemiah says in chapter 8, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The enemy wants to steal your joy. You may need a fresh drink this morning if you're in that position. To put pep back in your step, glory to God. So what about feeling confused? You just seem to cannot make decisions. You start one thing and it's not right. You start another one and it's not right. So confusion comes in, and you're like, hallelujah. You're spiritually dehydrated, because the Bible tells us that God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. I love that sound mind. Hallelujah. You can make good decisions when you stay spiritually hydrated. You can make right decisions when you stay spiritually hydrated, because you're being led by the Spirit then. So he's not giving, he's giving you a spirit of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may need a fresh drink this morning if you're feeling confused. Glory to God. Or having any of these symptoms could mean that you are spiritually dehydrated. And God wants to refresh you this morning. When you're spiritually drained, you cannot give what you do not have, as I said before. And the enemy of your soul does not want you to stay hydrated spiritually. There is a greater works Jesus has called us to. And as I said before, you cannot give what you don't have. But there is a greater work than Jesus has called us to than just being centered on ourselves all the time. Jesus spoke in John 4:12 of believers doing the works that he did. And he goes on to say, in even greater works, the early church believers in the books of Acts, what they did, they healed the sick. They raised the dead. They cast out demons. Wherever they went, they were causing a commotion. Hallelujah. So, you know, I long to see what the early church did in the book of Acts happen today. I long to see that. And a lot of times we don't see it in our lives. It's because we're not staying spiritually hydrated enough to even be aware when there's a demon that needs to be cast out. Spiritually hydrated enough to know that there's power in you to lay hands on the sick and they will recover in the name of Jesus. That there's power in you. When you are spiritually hydrated, you know that you know that there's something bigger inside of you that's got to come out. And it's to come out to bless other people with. Hallelujah. So if you're continually being spiritually dehydrated, then you're not full and you don't have anything to give. So you need to come back. Come back to Joel's place and have another drink. Amen. Come back and have another drink. Ephesians 5:18 says, be filled. Somebody says, be filled with the Spirit. Amen. But ever be filled, the Amplified Bible says, but ever be filled, I love this, and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. Ever be filled. The tense of the Greek word for be filled makes it clear that such a spirit-filled condition does not stop with a single experience. Some people never speak in tongues again. The moment they did, that was it. They've never spoke another word in tongues. It's either because they don't know or they don't desire it or they don't realize the power that there is in praying in the Holy Ghost. It could be any number of reasons. Maybe they're not taught. But it is maintained by continually being filled. That's how you stay hydrated. By continually being filled. You can't drink a glass of water this morning and expect you to last all day or all week and stay hydrated. You will get a little from the food you eat, but it won't be the same as a cold glass of water or a warm glass of water. Hallelujah. So you can't come to church right now and be filled and then go out in the morning and not even speak to God the rest of the week, not even recognize Him, not even praise Him, not even worship Him. The Bible says, if you look for me in the morning, you know, David said, I want you to hear my voice the first thing in the Lord. First thing in the morning, Lord. I read that at the beginning of the service. David said, I want you to hear my voice the first thing in the Lord. And when you hear my voice, I know you're going to hear me. And with great expectation, I'm going to wait for you to talk to me. Hallelujah. So continually being filled. Go on being filled. You cannot run off of a filled gas tank. Fill your gas tank up one week, the early Monday morning, drive all week long if you drive a lot. Some of us don't do anything as Christians. We're just glad we're saying we're going to heaven and we won't be left alone. Then there's some of us that are bold, that want to get out there and witness. Well, fill your car with gas on Monday morning, and if you drive a lot and you're active and you're going, it's not going to last you till Friday. And guess what happens when you run out of gas? And that's the way some Christians are. And sometimes you get tired of carrying people. That's what I told that lady one time. Don't come back and talk to me anymore. Because there's other people that really want help and need help. And you're not doing anything I'm telling you to do. Now, I was nice to her. And I didn't tell her all the words that I'm telling you. But this is what you need to do. Hallelujah. If you keep your gas tank filled with good gas, you're going to be able to go a long way if you continually fill it. Amen? Hallelujah. In Acts 2:4, it says all of them, not just some of them, it says all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Then again, in Acts 4:31, it says, of many of the same believers, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. This is an illustration of Ephesians 5:18, where it says they received another infilling. They received another replenishing. They received another drink. What they had at the beginning wasn't enough to do what needed to be done right then. So why does God want to fill you with the Holy Ghost? Because there are greater works that need to be done in a bigger scope today than it was in Jesus' day. Not that it's greater in extent of what He did, because if somebody's healed, they're healed. But it's a greater scope of the works that need to be done. That's why you need the Holy Ghost, and that's why the devil fights it and tells people that the book of Acts is no longer valid today. Don't get the Holy Ghost stirred up, because with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues, there's a boldness that comes within you that you didn't have before. I couldn't do this if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost. Because I know you may not believe this, but I'm a shy person. I could be in a room of people and you'll never know I'm there until you see me leave. But it's the Holy Ghost that makes the difference. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I've just decided to have fun with it. Because I know what I'm preaching changes people's lives. I know that it can change you. Hallelujah. And it can make things better for you. And it may not happen overnight, but you'll get a heaven's perspective of the situation and quit getting an earthly and a natural view of it. It may take a long time for things to change. But you need to change of how you see things. And then the empowerment of the Holy Spirit will help you do that. Glory to God. So why did the early church feel the need to go back and receive another infilling? Acts 4, 24, 29 and 31. When they heard this, remember, everywhere they went, after the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there was all-time causing commotion. They tried to get run out of town. They had stones thrown at them. And all these things happened because they were going in and they was disrupting what people thought was religion of that day. They want everything to stay, you know, calm, cool, and collective. Don't interrupt their way of going. So it says, and when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said. Now, Lord, consider their threats. They threatened to throw them in prison, and some of them they did. And enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldness. Here the place was shaken again, and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and a new boldness came upon them because they were infilled again. They were replenished again. They took another drink again. Life wears you out sometimes. That's why you need a continual infilling to keep going. And you won't be putting along. Amen? Because you are continually being infilled with the Holy Spirit. And so they desire to be refilled again so they would have something to give. So they would see the acts of God. So that people could be saved, so people could be healed, and so people could be delivered. Hallelujah. So the refilling came as they prayed to God for more bold preaching, more healings, more miraculous signs and wonders. And it was all done in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if they had been content to rest in their initial infilling, you know, well, I've got it now and that's all I need, would they have seen what they did? Would they have been able to do what they did? Are you able to keep going and keep going and keep going? After a while, you get tired. You get worn out. But when you're continually every day just saying, Lord, refill me today. Refresh me today. I thirst for you, God. I long for you more than the breath that I breathe. Hallelujah. That's what causes your putter to get going again. Amen. John 14, 12, 16 and 17 says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. And it's the Spirit of truth. The Holy Ghost will lead you into all truth. He said, I've got to go. It's my time to go back to the Father. But he said, I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I'm going to come in the form of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to come in the form of the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to walk beside of you. And the Holy Ghost is going to empower you to do what I did. Through you, you're going to be able to do what I did. You're going to be able to lay hands on the sick. And they have no choice but to be healed in the name of Jesus. Because he took the stripes for their healing. Amen. You're going to be empowered to pray in an unknown tongue. And your spirit's going to pray. And you're going to pray the right thing at the right time. You're going to be able to be filled with boldness. You're going to be able to prophesy to somebody and say, this is what thus saith the Lord. And see their lives change forever. Amen. 2 Kings says, 2 Kings 2:9 says, Elisha said, I pray you, let a double portion of your Spirit fall upon me. So we need to thirst for living water, for a flowing river, not just a glass full. But we're satisfied with just drinking a glass of water a day, if some people get that. And then we drink everything else besides pure water. That's what our natural bodies long for anyway. It's just pure water instead of all the other stuff we drink. Amen. But we try to fill ourselves with everything else instead of the living water of Jesus Christ, which is the only thing that can quench that longing in our hearts, because He's the one that created us. So we need to believe Jesus and to believe in Him. We need to come to Him, for He is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. And drink deeply. Say, I want all you've got, Lord, not just a little bit. I want my cup to run over so that it'll splash on somebody else. Psalms 42, David says, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go meet with Him? Anytime you want to. God says, come to me. Hallelujah. So I have good news for you today. You've come to meet with God, and He desires to refill you to overflowing. So, Lord, I want you to stand right now. And if you're here today and you're experiencing symptoms of spiritual dehydration, I want to pray for you. Because God wants to refresh you today. He wants to replenish you today. And He wants you to have a boldness like you haven't had in a long time. And, Lord, we thank you for the first Acts 2 filling with the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the time, Lord, that we were baptized in the Holy Ghost. And you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost. The evidence of speaking in tongues, today is your day. You come and I will agree with you according to the word of God. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. You will get your prayer language. You'll be able to pray in tongues. You'll be able to pray in the Holy Ghost about things that you couldn't pray the way you thought needed to be prayed for before. And for a double portion of your spirit, twice more than I've ever had before. Amen. Glory to God. Glenn, if there's any music back there, go ahead and turn it on. And I want you to come this morning. I want to agree with you. If you're experiencing spiritual dehydration, today is your day to be refilled again. In the morning when you get up, ask God to refill you again. At the end of every day, just on your drive home from work, or if you stay at home, just find your quiet place for just a few minutes. Say, refill me, Lord. Replenish me. And begin to dwell on God's goodness, on God's word. Amen. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Amen. So if you're experiencing any of this today and you like prayer, I want to pray with you today to be refilled and replenished. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. This is the time. Thank you, Father.
When true worshipers worship Him,
thank you, Jesus.
These are the days,
thank you, Jesus.
When my Father's ways will be known.
Thank you, Father God.
This is the hour when the Spirit's power will move again. As we worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Hear the voice of the Lord, for this is the time
when true worshipers are gonna worship Him. These are the days when my Father's ways will be known. As we worship Him in
worship you.
Lord, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we worship you in spirit and in truth.
Can you hear the angels singing? Worship him today.
Worship you right now. Thank you for my
Thank
sister,
you,
God. Thank you for a replenishing of your Holy Spirit.
This is the time when true worshipers will worship Him. These are the days when my Father's ways will be known. This is the hour when the Spirit's power will move again. As we worship Him in spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just stand. Oh, you're already standing, but just